A short walk from Peterborough Station lies the city's most famous building, an impressive and historic cathedral known as St Peter's Cathedral. But this small city has more to it than just breathtaking Norman architecture. Its pop pedigree is just as spectacular. Railways have actually played a role in Peterborough's rich music history. In 1989, British rock band Queen came to the nearby Nen Valley Railway to film the video for Breakthrough. In the video, the band performed the track on a platform attached to a moving train that they named the Miracle Express, which then dramatically broke through a polystyrene brick wall. While Peterborough has several famous faces who once called it home, perhaps the most successful of them all is Andy Bell, one half of Erasure, who dominated the charts in the 80s and 90s. To date, they've had 17 top 10 hits, including Love to Hate You, Always, and A Little Respect. Andy Bell grew up in the Dogthorpe area of Peterborough, but moved to London to pursue a career in music. He spotted an ad in the music paper Melody Maker. Established songwriter seeks versatile singer. The established songwriter was, of course, Vince Clarke, who had formerly been a member of Depeche Mode and Yazoo with Alison Moyet. But it was together with Andy that he made history as Erasure, selling over 28 million records worldwide. Andy Bell isn't the only musical son to come from Peterborough. The city was also home to Keith Andrew Palmer, better known by his stage name of Maxim from The Prodigy. Maxim began his career emceeing at the young age of 14. His older brother Hitman introduced him to the Peterborough reggae sound system scene, which is a genre of music particularly popular in Jamaican culture that consisted of DJs and MCs playing music from the island. In 1990, Maxim teamed up with Liam Howlett and Keith Flint to form The Prodigy, releasing hits including Firestarter and Breathe. If you want to go to a gig or two while you're in Peterborough, there are plenty of venues to choose from. The New Theatre, which has hosted the likes of Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant, is just a 15-minute walk from the station. And then it's an easy train journey either home or onto the next stop of your musical adventure.